sounds like you guys got the shootout win and Paul Maurice got his 700th win in the game. How does that feel to start it off?
I mean, it's just good to get a result. Obviously, it's been tough around here. You know, I think the quality of our play isn't reflective of the results we're getting recently, and so it's good to finally get one.
Go ahead.
Oh, did it feel over the last couple of games like the chances were there, the results weren't there? Did you feel due in a way as a result?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're a fairly confident group, so, you know, you just kind of stay with it and just keep grinding. And, you know, it's a real battle every shift for us right now. So, you know, when you're not getting results, it feels like an uphill climb. But I think our group stayed in the fight for the most part and, you know, gave us a chance to win a hockey game tonight.
What will the strong defensive effort mean for your group moving forward as well, Blake?
Well, we got to build confidence in our group. You know, I think, like I said, you know, when you're playing, you know, a really big bulk of the game the right way and you're not scoring like we're used to scoring and some breaks are going against us, you know, it's tough to want to stay with that game. You know, it's just tough to stay in that fight when you're not seeing the results, the fruits of your labor. So, you know, tonight was another, you know, how many minutes is overtime? 5 minutes? 65 plus two shot grind, and this might be the way it looks.
You've talked about Paul a lot before. I mean, what do you think? 700 is a pretty big number. I mean, what does that say about him?
Wow, you know, that's what an accomplishment. You know, obviously, been in the game a long time. He's turned into an old man on us, and, you know, I think. You know, the biggest quality with Paul is his ability to adapt to different seasons and different teams. You know, I think throughout his tenure as a coach, that's why he's had such great, you know, longevity. Players never tune him out, never get sick of his message, you know, because he's able to keep it fresh and refreshing. And I think when, you know, you see teams really fall off and start really struggling big time, it's because, you know, their players stop buying into the coach's message and not even close to what's happened here. So that's a real, you know, real strong quality, especially in today's game.